This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. Senator Tim Scott, the lead Republican advocating for policing reforms, now says that the U.S. can curb police killings on American streets with better law enforcement training and more accountability. Republican and Democratic lawmakers in Washington are in the midst of a legislative debate over U.S. policing practices in the wake of a controversial death of African-American men while in police custody. Scott says the two political parties agree on 70% of what's needed, but differences remain as the Republican-controlled Senate and the Democratically-controlled House of Representatives head to key votes this week and next. A New York City police officer has been suspended without pay after he was recorded putting his arm around a man's neck in what the police commissioner called an apparent chokehold. The department's action to suspend the officer was stunning in its swiftness, occurring just hours after the morning confrontation on a beach boardwalk in the section of Queens. A video shot by one of the men involved showed a group of officers tackling a black man, with one of them putting his arm around his neck as he lay face down on the boardwalk. In that video, someone says, "Stop choking him, bro." The officer relaxes his grip after a fellow officer taps him and pulls on his shirt. The NYPD has long banned chokeholds. Their use has been especially fraught since the 2014 death of Eric Garner. After an officer put him in a chokehold while trying to arrest him, he died. And that sparked the I Can't Breathe movement. Governor Andrew Cuomo recently signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures, including a ban on chokeholds, following protest over George Floyd's killing. And again, a New York police officer suspended without pay after he was recorded putting his arm around a man's neck and with the police